Now it's time for our first feature, our regular contribution from volunteer Richard Matthew, who is going to read his article. He takes a look at a wonderful industry that was a key part of the city, the Norwich boot and shoe industry.
A photograph taken from the tower of St. Peter Mancroft in the 1890s shows a profusion of factory chimneys, and Norwich could be mistaken for a northern industrial city such as Leeds or Manchester. Although for some 400 years Norwich was famous for its textiles, from the 19th century until well into the 20th century, it had a large number of industries, notably brewing, food manufacturing, engineering, and particularly the boot and shoe industry. Boots and shoes had been made in Norwich from the 13th century and probably earlier, but it was largely a cottage industry, that is, the shoemakers, or cordwainers as they were known, worked at home. The making of shoes had several distinct stages: clicking, that was the cutting out of the upper; closing, the sewing together of the upper part; sewing the sole to the upper; and finishing. Norwich had many shoemakers. A directory in 1783 listed 46, and there were probably many more. In 1802, 67 were listed, only one being described as a manufacturer. Over 20 of them were based in or around the marketplace. In 1792, James Smith opened a shoe shop selling ready-made shoes, the first in Norwich to do so. Much later, this small business became the internationally known brand Startright. In the first half of the 19th century, as the textile industry declined, the shoe industry grew. Like the textile industry, it was organised on a system of home workers and small-scale manufacturers known as garret masters. The garret masters bought the leather, did the clicking of the uppers and the cutting out of the soles. They then passed out the uppers for sewing together by outworkers in their own homes. Perhaps it was also the skill and manual dexterity developed by weavers over the centuries that explains how the industry flourished in Norwich. By the 1860s, there were some 42 wholesalers and over 5,000 people were employed in the industry, and 92 manufacturers were listed, many of them small scale, but nearly 200 individual boot and shoemakers remained. Shoemakers had a reputation for standing up to themselves, and in 1875, the National Union of Boot and Shoe Operatives was formed. Some 20 years later, more than 1,500 workers in Norwich went on strike for a minimum wage, a 54-hour week, and a limit on the number of boys working for little money. The strike lasted for 34 weeks, but the workers went back to work with few of their demands being met. By the late 19th century, boot and shoemaking had changed from one based in small workshops to an industry dominated by large city centre factories, which brought mass production methods to shoemaking by using mechanisation. Some of these handsome factory buildings, such as that of Howlett and White in Colgate, survive in the city centre, now converted into apartments or offices. The early machines were cumbersome, requiring more than one man to operate them, but then steam power and later electricity was introduced, which enabled production to be speeded up. A sewing machine was first used in 1856 and brought profound change to the industry. All this required capital to be invested, one example being that of James Howlett, a West Norfolk family who invested £10,000 in the business of Robert Tillyard in Elm Hill, which became the famous Norvic Shoe Company. The industry was already looking for new markets, and by the later 1840s it was exporting a large part of its output to India, Australia, Canada and South Africa. By 1913, 40% of its production was being exported. Gradually, there emerged five large companies which dominated the Norwich industry. Wages were relatively low and supervision was strict. Workers were fined if they were late for work and a certain standard of dress was expected. Photographs of the factory floor show the women in long skirts and neat, elegant, Edwardian-style blouses, and the men with waistcoats or aprons. In 1903, there were 3,400 workers employed, two-thirds being men and boys, and one-third women and girls. And by the turn of the century, Norwich was concentrating on making shoes for women and children, and became the third largest centre of shoemaking in the country, after Northampton and Leicester. Business boomed, and in 1931, the trade employed more than 10,000 people in the city. After setbacks in the pre-war period and during the Second World War, by the 1960s, the industry had recovered. New factories were built, for example, by Norvik in Riverside and Bally in Hall Road, and some 20,000 were employed in the industry. In 1972, firms in the city produced 10.8 million pairs of shoes and fashion boots, an all-time record. But like the textile industry, Norwich couldn't compete with foreign imports from countries with lower wages, along with changes in fashion. In 1981, the Norwich factory closed, followed by the Bally factory in 1999. And in 2018, centuries of shoemaking in Norwich came to an end when the Van Dahl factory closed. Startright, which traces its origins to James Smith in 1792, with its iconic poster displayed on the London Underground, reading, "Children's shoes have far to go," and employing 1,400 people, moved most of its production to India in 2003, although its headquarters is still in Norwich, the last reminder of a once flourishing local industry.
Thank you, Richard.